Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Police Department Captain Brian Scherer about school bus safety.
Schools are back in session, which means that there's a lot more kids out on the streets and there's a lot more school buses as well. We'll stick with school buses. So, Captain, first of all, just kind of talk about what people need to know, obviously, around school buses and, you know, ways they should drive safer.
Right. I guess we're all happy that school's back in session, especially the parents. I know I am. So school buses, a few things to remember. If you're behind a school bus, at some point it's going to stop. The flashing lights are going to come on. The stop arm is going to come out. So please allow a greater following distance. This will give you more time to stop once those lights and arm come out. And just a reminder, it is illegal in all 50 states, including Iowa, past a school bus that is stopped to unload or load children. A couple more things is never pass a bus from behind or from either direction if you're on an undivided road. That is important. We don't have discretion in that ticket. All the buses have cameras. Your license plate will be on that camera, and it is turned over to the police department. We have no discretion. You will get a ticket. Another thing is if the yellow or red lights are flashing and the stop arm is extended, traffic must stop. Again, I reiterated, they all have cameras. Don't get caught doing that. It's for the safety of everyone, the kids especially. Lastly, be alert. That's probably the most important thing. Children, especially younger children, are often unpredictable, and they tend to ignore things. They want to get in the house. They want to get off to school. They may be ignoring traffic around you. So please be careful.
Absolutely. And like you said, and I just want to reiterate that is a zero discretion ticket, basically, right? I mean, it will go on your record. You will have to pay it.
Right. So, I can't say that, but you will get one written to you. Of course, you have the option to go to court.
Okay, yeah.
And fight it that way, but you will get a ticket written to you.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about pedestrian safety as well. And this goes out for, you know, students and kind of extra traffic. I know fall tends to bring a little bit more foot traffic as people are, you know, going outside after maybe school is over or something. So talk about kind of paying attention to your crosswalks and things like that.
Absolutely. So one thing we do at the Indianola Police Department, we know what time school starts and what time school's over. And the patrol officers who are on the road will be in the area of the schools during that heavy traffic time. They're there for safety purposes, so drive carefully. If you are a pedestrian, the lights now are synced up on the highways. So if you're crossing the highways, you know, they will be synced up. If another car comes up, the light will change, which is a great thing now. This just happened a few months ago here in town. And you will be able to cross safely with the light.
Well, and then let's talk a little bit about that extra traffic near the schools. I know that's something that, like you said, extra officers are around there. If I'm a parent who's dropping my child off at the high school or the middle school, what's some of the things I should know there?
Well, number one is be patient. I have a middle schooler, and I know that I can be parking or at least waiting in the car pretty close to the highway at times. So it goes slow, but there is an orderly fashion to it. So make sure you're aware of that. You know, kids are going to be walking out of the school up to the cars. Just be patient. Make sure the area is clear before you pull away and that there are no kids in the way.
Well, and then I know you already brought up the stoplights, and I'm glad you brought that up. How has that been working out so far for the police department? Have you noticed any change, or is it just kind of more convenient at this point?
So, you know, they did a great job getting these lights in order, and it has made the flow of traffic through town a lot better. There's not waiting like there used to be if there's, you know, no cars coming. So, it gets tripped, and you know, you get through in a very reasonable amount of time now. It's a great thing.
All right. Well, last question before we let you go. I wanted to talk about, you know, sporting events later in the evening. Just kind of talk about safety things people should know when they're driving at night, especially on a Friday night if there's a football game or a home volleyball contest and things they should watch out for.
Right. So as I think most of Indianola knows, we do have a school resource officer, Officer Jay Hackett. And one thing he does at the beginning of the week, I get an email from him on Monday, and I get to know the plan for the week and what sporting events he's going to attend and what ones he's not going to attend. So he does like to go to a lot of the events, interact with the families and the kids. So a lot of the times he will be there, which is a great thing for safety, for everyone. He gets to know the kids and the community through the schools. It's been a wonderful program so far. But again, nighttime, getting dark, be careful, be cognizant of the kids around, the athletes around, and just be careful.
Once again, that was Indianola Police Captain Brian Scher discussing safety around school buses. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.